Menachos Perek Vav Mishnah Vav 6:6. Now we talk about how much raw material, how much grain do you need to produce the flour to make the mincha. So we're going to talk about three different kinds of menachos, and there are really two kind of factors that take into consideration here. One is, are we talking about wheat or barley? And the second is, are we talking about new grain or old grain? Because when it comes to wheat versus barley, so barley has more chaff and therefore essentially is less efficient. You need to start with a greater volume of raw barley, harvested to produce barley flour. And second of all, the new crop, whether it's barley or wheat, is has more moisture inside of it, I guess. So it's less efficient, meaning you need more raw material. And then if it would be an older grain, yashan, so then and you grind, you'll get more flour for the starting volume of grains. That being the case, says the Mishnah, HaOmer, when you want to talk about the Minchas Omer, so the Minchas Omer that Omer which is brought on the second day of Pesach, so that is the got both bad things. And it was, first of all, it's got that it's made out of barley, not wheat, and barley is less efficient. Second of all, it's the brand new barley harvest, and therefore it's also less efficient. So therefore, HaOmer HaYabat Isaron, you get the one isaron of flour that you need, mishalosh sa'in, from three sa'a worth of grain, which is a very large amount of grain. The three shalosh sa'in, if you recall, is the same as one eifa. Okay? Remember, askalav gudu, the aleph samach of askalav is the conversion from the eifa to the sa'a. That's our question here. And gudu, the gimel of gudu, is gimel three times. There are three sa'in into one eifa, or if you want to picture what I always suggest, the sa is a six-pack of 2-liter bottles, and the eifa is three six-packs, okay? Now, the point is that we're saying essentially that you need to start with one eifa, the largest volume, one eifa of barley grains. And an isaron means a tenth, and it's a tenth of an eifa, which essentially means you're getting for every 10 units of raw barley grains, you're going to get one unit of flour. And since you need to have an isaron, you need to have 10 isaronot, or a total eifa, one whole eifa, 10 isaronot of starting, if you're making, to make the flour needed for the omer korban. As for the shtei halechem, so those are the two wheat loaves that are waved on Shavuos, that's the new crop of wheat, so it's still new, so that's one problem, one inefficiency, if you will, but it's wheat, not barley. And therefore, says the Mishnah, you're going to need shtei halechem. Now, how much is the shtei alechem? The shtei alechem contains two isaronot. Each of the two shtei alechem is one isaron of flour. So you need to come up with two isaron. So it says the Mishnah, shtei alechem, shnei isronim, mishalosh sa'in. You'll get the two isronim, the total amount you need from a total of three sa, meaning one eifa. So meaning, instead of needing 10 times as much, because you can get, for the barley, it was For the omer, it was to get one isron, you needed to have 10 isronot, one eifa. Here you're going to get from one eifa, you're going to get two isaron. So the ratio now is not 10 to 1, but 5 to 1. Okay, so it's more efficient. And then the lechem apanim, the weekly show bread, so lechem apanim comes from, it's wheat, and also it's not the new crop, it's the yashan, it's the old crop. And therefore you have both advantages, it's more efficient. So the lechem apanim, actually, those breads are very large. Each of the lechemim, and there are 12 of them, require two esronim of flour. That's based on psukim. So, says the Mishnah, so you need a total of 24 esronim, right? Says the Mishnah, lechem apanim, esrim varba esronim. To get those 24 esronim, you need esrim varba sa'. You just need to have 24 sa'. Remember, sa' is a third of an eifa. So now you're basically getting, the ratio will be 3.33, to one, okay, of raw material to flour. The bottom line is, this lechatchila, these are the requisite starting points, so you're going to have a full eifa for the omer, a full eifa for the lechma, the shtei lechem, excuse me, and then you're going to need to have essentially one sa'a for each Yisroel times 24 for the lechem hapanim. That's only lechachila. Bidiyeved, as long as you have the right amount of flour in the end, whether you start with more or less raw material, it's definitely kosher after the fact.